Pelosi slips amnesty for DACA illegal aliens into latest coronavirus plan. By John Binder on March 24, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has slipped into her coronavirus plan a quasi-amnesty for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. On Tuesday, Pelosi released another revised version of House Democrats' plan in the midst of the coronavirus crisis, which includes a nationwide mandate for ballot harvesting, $300 million for foreign refugees abroad, an automatic visa extension for all foreign workers, an expansion of foreign language ballots, same-day voter registration for the 2020 presidential election. Slipped into the plan is an amnesty for the nearly 700,000 to 800,000 DACA illegal aliens who currently reside in the United States, many of whom take blue-collar and entry-level jobs that would otherwise be filled by America's working class. Pelosi's plan notes, in recognition that several government offices have closed in response to the coronavirus that are responsible for reviewing and adjudicating work authorization requests or that impact American citizens, intending immigrants, and workers' ability to live and work in the United States, to include those with a deferred action for childhood arrival status or temporary protected status, a provision is included to automatically extend their current status or work authorization. Emphasis added. The provision means that all enrolled DACA illegal aliens would have their status immediately renewed and extended even as the nation's unemployment rate could skyrocket to 20%. Likewise, Pelosi's plan would immediately extend status for the more than 300,000 foreign nationals in the U.S. on temporary protected status, TPS, ensuring that American workers are forced to compete for jobs amid an employment crisis against an amnestied population of foreign workers. Annually, about 1.2 million legal immigrants are added to the U.S. population, a majority of which compete against America's working and middle class for jobs. These legal immigrant admissions are in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who successfully cross through the southern border every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.